Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob on this wonderful, beautiful Monday morning after a weekend, a God-soaked weekend here at Vine Street Christian Church for sure. Anyway, this is a great day. It is Monday, August the 1st. And with that, we'll move on. We left you on Friday with a tease about the upcoming parable. We're in the 15th story, by the way, called The Gathering Storm. We heard 15a on Friday. I'll finish that off with a paragraph or two, and then we'll go right into 15b. And hear the parable and some other great teachings from Jesus. That's a good day. All right. Now, when we left off Friday, here's where we were. The lawyer answered Jesus, "In the law of Moses, it is written, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' 'You have answered rightly,' Jesus said. 'Do this, and you shall have eternal life. For these are the greatest of the commandments.'" His answer showed that he had come to uphold the law rather than destroy it. But the lawyer was not satisfied. "But who is my neighbor?" the man persisted. Jesus answered with a parable. And now on to today's segment, 15b. One day, Jesus said, a certain man was traveling the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he fell among thieves, who attacked him brutally and robbed him of everything he had. They stripped him, beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. He lay there on the side of the road, bruised, bleeding, unable to move, and praying that help would come before he died. Now a priest chanced to be going that way, and he saw the wounded man lying by the side of the road. The man glimpsed the priest through his half-closed eyes, and he thought, "Surely he will help me." But the priest crossed the road and went past on the other side, making no move to help or even stop. And then a Levite came traveling down the road. He too saw the beaten man and heard his moans. And he too crossed over and passed by on the other side. At last, there came a Samaritan. His audience stirred and made disdainful faces, for they despised Samaritans. He rode up to the man, Jesus continued, and saw his pitiful plight, and his heart was moved with deep compassion. He dismounted at once and bent over the wounded traveler. What the man was or where he came from made no difference to this Samaritan. All he thought of was that the man was suffering and desperately in need of help. He could see that unless he were attended to at once, the man would surely die. Therefore, the Samaritan dressed the wounds with wine and oil and bound them up as best he could. Then he raised the man up with gentle, kindly hands and lifted him onto his own mule, for the man's mount had been stolen with all the rest of his possessions. The Samaritan led his mule and its burden along the road to Jericho until he reached the safety of an inn. There he lifted off the wounded man and gave him shelter. And he cared for him in the inn throughout the night. And in the morning, when he was ready to depart and attend to his own delayed affairs, he took money from his own wallet and gave it to the innkeeper. "Take care of this man," he said. "And if you spend more on him than this, I will repay you when I come back." And he left. "Now," said Jesus, "which of the three do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of thieves? Was it the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan?" "The one who showed mercy to him," the lawyer said reluctantly. "Yes," said Jesus. "Go and do the same yourself." And the lawyer departed from his presence, a little humbler and a little wiser. It was sometime later in the winter that Jesus again attended a festival in Jerusalem. He was walking in the temple during the Feast of Dedication when the people saw him and surrounded him on Solomon's porch. "How much longer are you going to keep us in suspense?" they demanded. "If you really are the Christ, then tell us plainly." "I told you," Jesus answered them, "and you would not believe me. The deeds that I do in my Father's name are proof of my words. But you do not hear me and believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never die or be plucked out of my hands. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. And my Father and I are one." Now he had said it. He had as much as said he was the Father himself. The Jews in the temple were outraged. They shouted angrily and picked up stones with the intention of stoning him to death in the heat of their rage. But he stood calmly before them without a trace of fear. "Why do you do this?" Jesus asked them. "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of those works are you stoning me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they answered roughly, "but for your impious talk, and because you, a man, are making yourself out to be God. This is blasphemy." "How can you say I am blasphemous?" said Jesus, "when my Father has sanctified me and sent me as his messenger to the world. If I am not doing my Father's work, do not believe in me. But if I am doing his work, even though you may not believe in me, then at least believe in the deeds. By these deeds you may come to know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." They were not calmed by his words. They tried again to hurt and seize him. But he escaped and went away. And that concludes today's segment of Jesus Stories. Tomorrow we'll pick it up right there and finish off the gathering storm. Until then, have a blessed Monday. Choose it to be a Monday of peace and calm, not one of those manic Mondays. Amen.